This is Dennis Okari in Isili, popularly known as Little Mogadishu, here in Nairobi. Isili has been seen by the authorities as a terrorist safe haven, a place for members of the Somali Al-Shabaab group to hide out. Many Somalis have been arrested and some taken back to Somalia after door-to-door operations by the Kenya police to collect intelligence on Al-Shabaab. The U.S. has over the years played a key role in helping Kenyan security agencies cope with terrorism-related situations. A source in the police forces told the BBC that U.S. Marines are currently spending time training a local elite squadron on how to handle situations such as what to do with an improvised explosive device. This is the same unit that has over recent months been involved in raiding houses suspected of being hideouts for terrorists here in Nairobi.
This is Alex Duval-Smith in Bamako, the capital of Mali, where the US trained Tuareg army units until 2 years ago. It put junior officers through US military schools. Then one of them, Captain Amadou Sanogo, led the coup in March 2012. Tuareg marksmen deserted to the rebels. The US left. Now its approach has shifted. Last week, 400 Malian troops left for training in Morocco, a close US ally. There are US Marines inside the United Nations force MINUSMA. In January, a US U-28 spy plane was photographed at the French airbase in Gao. But there's no official confirmation of the depth of military cooperation between France, the UN and the US in Mali.
I'm Rana Jawad in Tripoli, where the last 3 weeks has seen countries, including the United States, suspend their diplomatic missions here and organize a swift exit from Libya for themselves and their nationals. The increasing unrest, the latest ongoing rival militia violence in Tripoli and its consequences marks a shift in Washington's role on the ground. In the last 2 years, American special forces captured two Libyans it accuses of being responsible for terror-related activities against their nationals. They were ferried to the U.S. and are facing trial there. The Americans have also trained some Libyan army units in counterterrorism operations until their training base was ransacked by militias a year ago. But America's political support has not been felt. Libya's increasingly weakened central government has given the U.S. pause. As uncertainties deepen, the role it can play is more elusive than ever.